This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Canton pop rock band is a family business that's picking up steam. I talk with the father-daughter bond that drives the scenic route.
Let's sit down for a minute, figure out where we fit in. 'Cause you know I adore you, I wanna do everything for you.
The Scenic Route formed 8 years ago. It's fronted by 23-year-old Rachel Crozier and managed by her dad, Brad Crozier, who's been preparing his daughter for big stages for most of her life.
When Rachel was young, we were always singing something, and she was always around it, and it just became a natural extension. She wanted to have a career in the arts very early.
I specifically remember when I was kind of 12, 13, I kind of stopped liking performing because I would get so insecure. And then as I got older, like, I started loving it again, and that's kind of when we made the band and everything. So the only reason I've stuck with it this long is because I truly do love music more than anything else in the world.
And it's been a lifetime of gigs. Every outing has been about Rachel performing, right?
Yes. We would play nursing homes. We would have her go out to the county fair, the ribs burn off. A lot of national anthems.
And you can't even see it.
Rachel, you've had a lot of firsts on stage.
Yes.
As you've been performing, as you've been growing up.
Met your first boyfriend in the band.
Yeah. First kiss, even.
Like, first kiss. Had a gig on graduation day.
Just multiple birthdays at shows.
Almost every year.
Is it tough watching your daughter basically grow up in front of you because you're managing her career?
Yeah. I'm an understanding dad. You just worry about him so much anyway. I don't know that being her boss makes it any more so, you know.
And Brad, you're a musician yourself, and you've been passing down to Rachel what you've learned over the years.
Yes, I'm her songwriting buddy. I've been her music mentor, and now I'm her manager.
Talk about what that's like. How do you manage your daughter?
We get along very well. We're very similar, and we have a very, very strong working relationship. You know, she always talks about people assume that because I manage her, I am somehow pushing her. This is what she wants to do, and I'm facilitating.
And your band, The Scenic Route, plays something like 150 gigs per year.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time.
Is this both what you do full-time now?
Yes, except I was a stay-at-home dad for a long time.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of me moving back into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little bit of a crisis of confidence about not going to college. I said, give me a shot. Kent State's not going anywhere. Ride this out and see how it goes. Because if you go to college, then you have to graduate and start your career. And I felt like the best thing for her to do was build her career the entire time so we didn't have to stop and restart later.
Well, and then I told you, it wasn't even so much that I wanted to go to college because I wanted to go to school. It's just that that's what you're always told you do, is you go to high school and then you go to college and then you get an adult job, essentially.
Yeah.
Absolutely, if I would have known what I wanted to go into, if I would have said, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to do that, I would have. But it was always music.
It seems like such a different message from a parent who's like, don't go to college, be a rock star instead.
It kind of is, isn't it?
And then I see your bowed shoulders. I can tell you want me to come over. Your energy next to me and what I want to do.
And I can almost. Now, 8 years in as a band, The Scenic Route has some big goals.
We just want to be able to play music full time and have that be our job. And so we're getting closer to that. We've been getting more and more steady, higher-income shows.
It's very difficult to take that step into being a professional musician. I feel like members of The Scenic Route are about 2 years away. Based on what we're booking and how the percentages go up every year, it's hard to do it on faith in the beginning because you feel like you're never going to get anywhere, you're never going to make money, you're never going to gain traction. You can outwork and out-hustle and outlast people in our business. There's a lot of running on faith.
That's Rachel and Brad Crozier of The Scenic Route. You can find links to their latest EP and concert dates at wksu.org. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.
You say-